And you hear the music. This was recently changed from a one-on-one contest to a three-way for the UPW US Championship. Already in the ring, the champion, Derek Neal, the Pitbull Omega. And you hear the music and the fans are on their feet, and there he is. The headliner, Chris Michaels. And you hear the fans here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. This man is loved. And he could possibly be going home tonight with a new gold. Champion Derek Neal. The real deal, Derek Neal, is exactly what his moniker says. He is definitely the real deal. And this young man, the Pitbull Omega, is an impressive young man. So Chris Michaels definitely has his work cut out for him tonight if he wants to bring home that gold. But if any man can do it, the headliner can definitely do it. And you see him walking around the ring. He is loved here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm expecting this to be a hard-hitting, incredible match. Chris Michaels still hasn't made it in the ring. Ah, you hear that ovation? Home with the UPW US Championship tonight in a co-promotional event, the Great American Clash 2018, that you're watching right here on WrestleTopia TV. Referee for the match, Anthony Wayne. Derek Neal talking to a fan in the front row. Derek, not exactly a fan favorite here in Bowling Green. The Pitbull Omega is a newcomer. But the fans, they are solidly behind Chris Michaels. You hear the bell, the match has begun. Derek Neal, perhaps creating some type of alliance. I don't know what Derek's telling the Pitbull, but only one man can walk out with the championship. You hear the fans, go Chris, go. Chris Michaels has held many, many championships in his career. From the New South Championship to the EWO Heavyweight Championship of Puerto Rico. Wrestling in every big promotion you could think of. I still don't know what Derek Neal is telling the Pitbull to make the Pitbull want to be form any type of alliance in this championship match. You hear the fans cheering for Chris Michaels, booing for Derek Neal. do think Derek Neal has formed some kind of alliance with the Pitbull. And you see, right now it's almost like a handicap match. Omega and Neal taking on Chris Michaels. But no matter what, only one man can leave with the championship. Neal and Michaels starting off the match. The Pitbull in the corner. Into the ropes. Chris Michaels, shoulder block by Derek Neal and a miss of an elbow. Michaels a little bit too crafty for him. Omega has still yet to start the match. Michaels in the corner, still reminiscent of a handicap match. I don't know if Omega's just gonna let Neal and Michaels hash out their problems. Like I said earlier in the evening, this was changed. It was initially only supposed to be Derek Neal taking on Chris Michaels, and Omega the Pitbull, who's really been doing some fantastic stuff in the area, got added last minute. So this possibly throws off both men's game plans, having this extraordinary man thrown into the mix. And a miss by Neal, but not a miss by Michaels. Ooh, reverse knife edge. After a right hand to the forehead and another right hand. Michaels in control. Reversal. Derek Neal. Run right into a boot. Michaels over top. Hip toss. Oh, and here comes Omega and another hip toss. Chris Michaels taking on two men now. Both Omega and Neal rolling to the outside. Michael standing strong in the ring. You see Derek Neal asking Omega to form another plan. Uh-oh. Could be problems in the relationship now. Maybe cracks in the alliance. Uh-oh. This is the problem in this handicap type of situation. You got two men on opposite sides. Michael's having to watch both his 3 o'clock and his 7 o'clock. Michaels blocking Neal, blocking Omega, fighting off two men at this point. Right hands to everyone. Michaels really taking it to Neal, taking it to Omega. See the fans. They want Michaels to go home with this U.S. Championship. Remember, fans, you're watching this on WrestleTopia TV, but make sure you go out there and you support these fine independent professional wrestling companies. United Pro Wrestling out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, and New South Championship Wrestling out of Franklin, Kentucky. Look them up on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. Support your local independent wrestling. Omega now choking Chris Michaels on the second rope while Derek Neal looks on. Both men now putting the boots on Michaels. Neal picking Michaels up by the hair. A little double team action now. Uh-oh, double shoulder blocks. Wait a minute. Now, this is the real problem now. Who's going to make the pin? Both men going for a pin. And now you see this crack in the armor of the plan. Derek Neal thought he was slick creating this alliance. But you know what, Omega? He wants to go home with this championship gold as well. Michael's in trouble in the corner. Neil right on top of him. Omega now coming after him. Oh man, big headbutt. Derek Neal putting the boots to Chris Michaels. Omega coming up the rear. Oh, big elbow to the back of the neck. Michaels in serious trouble at this point. Both men just one after the other taking their shots on Michaels, then letting the next guy come and do his shots. Michaels trying to deal with two separate individuals, especially at the caliber of Derek Neal and the Pitbull Omega. Closed fist. Referee Anthony Wayne right on top of Derek Neal. Michael's down in the corner. You hear him mocking Chris Michaels, saying, get up. Pulling Michaels to the center of the ring. Oh, and a stop on the fingers. And now an elbow to the shoulder by Pitbull. Oh, and just doing push-ups on the arm. Michaels back up to his feet now. Possibly going to try and fight both men off. Shots to the gut of both men. Michaels doing everything he can to come back. Michaels back up to his feet. Fighting off Derek Neal. The Pitbull in serious trouble in the corner. Irish whip. Oh no! Michaels missing. Shoulder into the post. Just as Michaels was coming back. Derek Neal bringing Michaels back up to his feet. Setting him up for a swinging sidewalk slam. And wait a minute, Pitbull breaking up that pin. Here it is. I think this is the end of this alliance. This has given Michaels great opportunity to breathe and catch his breath. While they're arguing with each other, Michaels is doing everything he can to shake the cobwebs. They're still over there trying to hammer and iron out the problems. Chris Michaels back up to his knees. Climbing the ropes, trying to get back to his feet. You hear the fans chanting his name. Neal with the right hand. You see the referee tell him to open that fist. And again with a closed fist. Oh, a stomp to the feet. Omega in now. Shoulder to Michaels. Snapmare takeover. Oh, and a giant flying knee. Derek Neal definitely showing why he's the champion. Pitbull off the ropes. Big elbow drop. Just a two count on that. You hear what he said? He said, I'm trying to win the title too. Remember, this is a three-way dance. Winner takes home a championship. This is not a handicap match, regardless of what Derek Neal is trying to factor in, what he's trying to weasel in. Pushing the Pitbull out of the way. Running into a boot now. Now running into an elbow. The Pitbull running into Derek Neal. Oh, and look at that. Michaels creating a situation, taking out both men. Going for a pinfall on Neal, only a two count though. Michael back up to his feet. Both opponents on the ground. Michaels with some right hands. Duck of an elbow. Reversal. Big knee by Derek Neal. Changing the entire game of the match. The Pitbull looks like he's choking on Neal. Three men look to be in some pain. This is a hard-hitting, high-intensity match where there's big stakes. Another headbutt by the Pitbull, and each time he does that, you see him pop back up holding his own head. He's hurting himself to inflict pain on someone else. Big body slam by Derek Neal off the ropes. And a giant elbow. Derek Neal gets all kinds of hype up there. I think the Pitbull is tired of things at this point. But here it is, both men coming to blows now. The alliance is over between these two men, while Chris Michaels is in the corner just gaining back his strength. Missed by Derek Neal, Michaels back with his own right hand on both men. Clothesline now on Neal, clothesline now on the Pitbull. Michaels back on control. Oh no, double feet, double boots. On Michaels, into the ropes. They miss, double clothesline now. Derek Neal and the Pitbull down, but not out. Oh! Big side suplex in it. Only a two count. Pitbull coming up from behind. One, two, we have a new. Only a two count. Who's going home with the U.S. Championship tonight? Derek Neal, strong style on the Pitbull. Oh, a knee to the chin. Only a two count. Neal back up to his feet. Michaels blocking the right hand, another block. A chin breaker by Chris Michaels on Derek Neal. The Pitbull from behind has Michaels in almost a torture rack. Michaels fighting his way out of it, and a super kick. A big super kick on the Pitbull. Derek Neal throwing Michaels to the outside. Now he's covering the Pitbull. One, two, three. Derek Neal stealing the win from Chris Michaels. Official winner of the match. And still U.S. champion regaining over the Pitbull and Chris Michaels. Derek Neal.
United Pro Wrestling, U.S. champion.
This is going to be the first of two cage matches tonight at UPW New South Championship Wrestling co-promotion. The Great American Clash 2018. You're watching right here on WrestleTopia TV. Vic the Bruiser taking on Damian Wayne inside a 16-foot steel cage. The first cage match in 20 years in Bowling Green, Kentucky. You see Vic the Bruiser on the outside. shaking hands with the fans before he gets in the ring to go after the old school badass Damian Wayne in this Alliance Championship match. Definitely no love lost between Vic the Bruiser and Damian. Damian, a mean, mean son of a bitch. Remember, this is just the first of two cage matches tonight. Oh, Damian Wayne starting off before Vic can get in the ring. And you see they're closing the cage now. This is gonna be a savage fight between two men that hate each other over a title. I don't even know if the championship is the main focus of this match. Damian just trying to claw the eyes out of Vic the Bruiser. Damian in control at this point. Jumping Vic as he gets in, but you see Vic is fighting back now. Oh no! Damian not sure where he's at. Oh, look at Vic just chewing at the forehead of Damian Wayne. Both men champions around the world for the last 20 years. Damian Wayne, a former NWA national champion and an AIWF heavyweight champion. Vic the Bruiser. Damian Wayne stopping that in his Vic in his tracks. Going for the cage. Vic not block. Wait. Damian blocking now.
Again? Sorry. Gonna hurt my neck.
Double axe handle by Damian on the back of the neck of Vic. Vic with some right hands. And now choking Damian Wayne with that shirt. Vic the Bruiser doing everything, and Damian climbing the cage trying to get away from Vic the Bruiser. Oh! Right hand to the gut. Only a two count. 25. Vic putting the boots on Damian now. The Bruiser stomping on the fingers of Damian Wayne. Damian starting the match, jumping Vic before he could get in the ring, and now Vic is in control. Oh! Damian with the right hand on Vic. Oh, man. Vic possibly losing some molars on that punch. Damian going for a slam. There's no possible way. And again, Vic blocking the slam for the second time. And now a slam of his own on Damian. Big leg drop on Damian Wayne. Going for the cover now. Only a two count though. Vic coming back up to his feet. The Alliance champion, Vic the Bruiser, defending his championship in a 16-foot high steel cage against Damian Wayne. Damian on Dream Street at this point. Another right hand by Vic. Another right hand. Oh, a headbutt by Vic the Bruiser. Damian is down. Vic the Bruiser just stalking Damian Wayne now, picking his shots. Oh, pulling at the nostrils of Damian Wayne, just trying to tear the nose. And you see Damian grabbing a hold of the referee, doing whatever he can to get out of that hold. Damian Wayne crawling up the ropes, trying to get to his feet. Vic right on top of him though. Right hand and an elbow, respectively. It's a hot night tonight in Bowling Green, Kentucky, as the UPW co-promotes with New South Championship Wrestling for the Great American Clash 2018. Vic the Bruiser just giving it to Damian Wayne. Rake to the eyes, stopping everything. Wait a minute, reversal into the cage. Damian Wayne head first into the cage now. Big right hand. Shots to the back of the neck. Headbutt to the back of the neck now by Vic the Bruiser on Damian. Vic slowly stalking Damian Wayne. Vic the Bruiser looks like he's pulling the belt off of Damian Wayne. Oh no! Oh! Oh, just whipping Damian! Oh! Shot after shot, Vic the Bruiser whipping the back of Damian Wayne. Vic now choking Damian with Damian's own belt. Oh. What could be a low blow on Vic, drops Vic down to the mat. Damian on his knees, but neither man getting up. Damian, the first person to his feet. Climbing the cage now, Damian Wayne. Up to the top rope. Damian Wayne on the top turnbuckle. Could be going for his, and a flipping off Vic the Bruiser, and he misses a giant elbow from the top rope. Vic the Bruiser rolling out of the way. Both men on the mat in trouble. The fans getting behind Vic as Vic's climbing to his feet. Which man will get to his feet first? Vic the Bruiser is up. Both men up to their feet now. The Bruiser blocking everything Damian has. Going back to that belt. No, going, looks like a chain. Oh. What is that music? Whoa. Damon Wayne with the pin and a three count. What just happened there?
And
you heard it. Bozo distracting Vic the Bruiser right here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And we've arrived at the main event of the evening, the Rage of the Cage, what everyone came to see. First two participants starting the match, the Exotic Devil taking on Mr. USA, coming in with like a house of fire. The rules of this match, much like the War Games, two men start with 5 minute intervals, a new participant making their way to the cage, and Mr. USA really taking it to this young man of Exotic Dale. Mr. USA really The veteran compared to Exotic Dale, you gotta think, man, I can't believe this young man is the start of the match. Mr. USA throwing Exotic Dale, giant hip toss. Referee Anthony Wayne in the middle of all this chaos. Exotic Dale putting the boost to USA now, pushing him into the cage. Right hand to the back of USA. Exotic Dale now choking out the Patriot. Dale, right hand to Mr. USA. Another one. USA down. Choking out USA with his boot. Exotic Dale throwing USA's head into the cage. A big body slam. And a little gyration before an elbow. Exotic Dale not trying to win any popularity contests. You see, there cannot be a pinfall until all members from both teams have entered the ring. Seconds until the next contestant. And a suplex, a big snap suplex by USA on Exotic Dale. USA back to his knees first. Standing over Exotic Dale. Oh, Exotic Dale ran head first into the cage. And you hear it, a new participant coming in. Dallin Flynn! Oh, right after Mr. USA. Shoulders into the corner. A freshman in for the team of Exotic Dale and Flynn, Mr. Fortune 500. USA in the ring all by himself. Both Hoffman now putting the boots to USA. USA in a lot of trouble. Almost a handicap match at this point. Inside the steel cage. Until some help can come for USA. Oh. Double teaming on the man. Exotic Dale going for the leg. You hear the countdown. Some help coming for USA.
4, 3, 2,
and there he is, the future superstar, Sean Hurley, going right after Exotic Dale. And now at the Fortune 500. Oh. Both men, though, beating on Hurley. On Sean Hurley. USA coming after Mr. Fortune 500 though. Oh! This is already chaotic and there's only four men in the ring at this point. Seconds until we go back to a handicap situation. Sean Hurley, a house of fire, really beating the hell out of Exotic Dale. These two men are going to face at CyberSlam in what could possibly be a hair versus hair match. You see both men with very long hair. Remember, the fans vote for CyberSlam. Just go to the New South Facebook page and you can put your vote in. Your voice will be heard. Trent the Wrestler coming in now. And look at that double drop kick on Trent the Wrestler. Sean Hurley and USA in control of the three men in there. Ooh. Kick and then chop, kick and then chop. Trent the Wrestler running into some chaos. Big clothesline by Hurley. So much going on in this match at one time.
Thirty seconds
remaining until both teams are even. Right hand off the second rope on Sean Hurley. Trent the Wrestler a little bit more effective at this point. You hear the countdown. A new participant is coming in the ring. And look at Trent the Wrestler holding the cage door. Randall Shane, the next participant to come out, but Trent the Wrestler holding the door to the cage, keeping it a handicap situation. Randall Shane trying to find some other way to get in, climbing the cage now. Randall Shane climbing to the top of the cage. On the top rope, and double axe handle from the top on the Trent the Wrestler. Randall Shane going after everyone. Throwing Fortune 500 into the cage. Going after the Exotic Dale. In the cage. Randall Shane making a hell of a difference. You hear the countdown. Connor O'Brien now making his way to the ring. We're back to a handicap situation, going right after Randall Shane and Mr. going after everyone.
Good stopping.
Connor O'Brien really bringing the tempo of the match down. Randall Shane in trouble now, really making a hell of a difference when he jumped in, climbed the cage, and the double axe handle onto Trent the Wrestler. But now that whole mood has just come down with Connor O'Brien. Absolute chaos in the middle of this ring.
30 seconds.
And then we're back to even teams. A lot can happen though in this 30 seconds. Randall Shane and Trent the Wrestler battling out in the corner. Exotic Dale now going after Mr. USA. And there he is! The juggernaut, John Irons, making his way to the ring. Here's a difference maker. And now the match has officially started. All members from both teams in the ring. First pinfall scores the win. The juggernaut cleaning house as he comes into the ring. Connor not really doing anything with his right hands. Oh! Big suplex. Mr. USA on the top rope in the corner. Randall Shane and Trent the Wrestler in the other corner. You see John Irons getting a hold of Trent the Wrestler. Big Beal off the top rope. The juggernaut making a world of difference. Going for what looks like a Road Warriors type of situation. Randall Shane, what's Mr. USA doing? Bulldog off of the juggernaut. Mr. USA second guessing. Oh, look at that. On to everyone. Sean Hurley now making his way to the top rope. John Irons with some educated headbutts. Big frog splash by Sean Hurley. So much force coming down, that may have actually hurt Sean as much as it hurt Fortune 500, Darren Flynn, or no, I'm sorry, Trent the Wrestler. Exotic Dale now on the top rope. Exotic Dale climbing the cage. Exotic Dale on the top of the cage. Oh my God! From the top of the cage, 50 feet in the air. Exotic Dale coming on to a lot of the wrestlers. What's the juggernaut about to do? Perhaps in memory of Big Van Vader, a big splash off the second turnbuckle. The This is absolute chaos. Everywhere you turn, there's someone fighting, punching someone. Oh, man. We have a five-way pin, a four-way pin. And that's it. You're winners of the cage match. The Juggernaut, Mr. USA, Sean Hurley, and Randall Shane. What a hell of a night here in Bowling Green, Kentucky, in this joint super card. UPW New South Championship Wrestling putting on one hell of a show in the Rage in the Cage right here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Great American Clash 2018. This is JD Sloan signing off saying, I'll see you next time.